kids, Lord, that are training them at home, that they will not leave all to Sunday school teacher, that is only 1-2 hours a week. We pray that the teachers will teach, the parents will teach their children at home. They will put it in their frontlets. They will remind them day and night the word of the Lord. We pray for the parents, Lord, they will not be tired. They will not be lazy, Lord, but they will do exactly what the Bible said, how to train our children, so that when they grow up, they will not depart from it. And the Bible also admonishes parents, Lord, that when we train our children, Lord, it will give us peace in the future. When we train them, when we spoil them, then they will bring problems to us when they grow up. We pray, Lord, that they will take the time, Lord, to train and to bring them up in the knowledge and admonition of the Lord, in Jesus' name. So, Lord, we commit the entire service, the review session, the children section, and we pray, Lord, that everything will be done to your glory. And we pray for the pastor, our pastor that is going to guide them, Pastor Peter, today. Speak also through him. Give him the knowledge and the understanding how to maneuver these lessons and with the children, how to guide them, how to train them in the name of Jesus. Let the utterance be a blessing unto us in Jesus' mighty name. We give you all the glory and all the honor. We pray, Lord, that everything, the singers, Lord, the musicians, everything will be done to your glory. And at the end of it all, we will say, glory and honor be to your name. We want to thank you, Lord, for all the technical people that are working in the behind the scenes, spending hours and their time, Lord, for this ministry. We ask, Lord, that they will in no wise lose their reward. We thank God for our brother, Kolako, Lord, that has dedicated his time, and all the other team members, Lord, all the other brothers that are working behind the scenes, Lord, to make this church a success. Lord, they will no wise lose their reward. Their children also that are helping in the background, we pray, Lord, that you will bless them. Bless all these children that have taken time to walk in the house of the Lord, to bless the beauty of holiness. Lord, bless their hearts also. Lord, at this time, we want to pray for our children that you have given unto us. Lord, whether they're in college, in high school, in elementary, first grade, second grade, third grade, and so on. We pray for them that you will endow them with grace, Lord, in their schoolwork, that they will be above only and not beneath, in the name of Jesus. I want to thank you for the members that will be coming today to join us in this service. Let all of them, Lord, be blessed. Let them take something out of this service in the name of Jesus. Lord, the children's ministration will not be a show for them. It will be a blessing unto them in Jesus' mighty name. We pray, Lord, that everything will be done to your glory and to your honor. In Jesus' name, I have prayed. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. The Lord is good and his mercies endure forever. Amen. We'll be right back.
Good morning, everybody. Good morning, everybody. All right. Thank you for joining us this morning. Our kids are going to be doing the ministration by the grace of God. I'm gonna listen in as much as I can. Praise the Lord. I want to thank you parents who seriously make the conscious effort to bring these kids either to Sunday school for the practice. You may think it's a waste of time. I guarantee you, when the rubber meets the road, you say, thank God you did. So please, if some parents are here, please give yourself a hand clap. Please do that. Give yourself a hand clap. Absolutely. You see, the devil, if he has his way, will not have the next generation. But we thank God that Jesus said, the gates of hell will not prevail against his church. Amen? He said the gates of hell will not prevail against his church. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Let's stand up and let's welcome His Excellency. Let's welcome His Excellency. He brought you here safely. Let's thank Him for His amazing grace, His amazing goodness upon us, His love that keeps keeping on. Even when we fail, when we fall, He's still here with us. Praise ye the Lord. Heavenly Father, we thank you. We appreciate you, Lord, for bringing us here again. It was a week ago when we were here, but here we are again to lift you up, Father. Be thou lifted up today in the name of Jesus. Every and anything we do, Lord, if you are not in the center of it, we can't do it. Moses said, if you not go before us, there's no going. So, Father, we welcome you here in the name of Jesus. Be with us as these kids share the word with us, that what they have learned. Let it not just be a situation of a head knowledge. Let it translate into their hearts and help them to live by it. Help each and every one of us, even as parents, to live by it in the name of Jesus. Strengthen us this day in the name of Jesus. Glorify yourself today, Lord, in our midst. Let us decrease as human beings. And we ask you to increase in us. We ask you to increase in us in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. And everybody said, we tried to start a little early. Because sometimes when you handle kids, it's a different ball game. Everything doesn't go clockwork. So bear with us. If you have grandkids, you know it doesn't go clockwork. Sometimes they call the shots, right? You don't agree with me? Sometimes the kids call the shot. When they're hungry, you ain't going nowhere. When they poop, you ain't going nowhere. You got to take care of them first. So thank you for your patience. Praise the Lord. This, as the kids, we have more kids, but some of them had events and stuff they had to go take care of. But praise God for those of them that are here this morning. Do I have my keyboardist here? He's gonna. Please help me welcome my keyboardist, Sister Joelle Ann. Don't leave her. Sister Joelle Ann Olakonu, thank you very much. Yeah, you sit down here. You're not running anywhere. You're not running anywhere. They want to run away. Thank you, guys. I really do. I appreciate you. I appreciate you. We know all the compliments we can get. All right. The first processional song they want to sing, it says, Kadosh, Kadosh. The Lamb of God that sits upon the throne. It's a mixture of Hebrew and English. Kadosh means holy, holy, holy. Praise the Lord. Are you ready, kids? You ready? You have to line up together. Kadosh, 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 is the Lamb of God who sits upon the throne. You alone is worthy of all. Kadosh, 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 Kadosh is the Lamb of God who sits upon the throne. You alone, be worthy of all. Kadosh, Kadosh. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Jesus is the only one who's worthy of all praise. You know, sometimes men of timber and caliber, men of power, they want to be worshipped, they want to be lifted up more than they are. But the only one that is lifted up is our Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Praise Him. Now let me introduce to you each of these kids. And the way of the introduction, which they don't know, you're going to give me your first name. These are kids and they are learning God's word. Don't run away. So each of them will give you their first name and the memory verse that they have learned because they are just young and they are learning the word of God. They accompany that the introduction of their name with one of their memory verses, 1 Samuel 3:19. Each of them is going to recite that memory verse for us. 1 Samuel 3:19. Okay, I'm going to start with my 1 Samuel. You all have your Bibles. You're not going to read from your Bible, though, but you know it already. So if you want to pick at it, that's okay. But when you are reciting it, don't put it up until after they all get done, okay? So you're going to give me your name first, and then the memory verse, 1 Samuel 3:19. You're going to go first? Who's going to go first? You? You going to go first? No? Okay. You tell me your name, and then tell me the memory verse. 1 Samuel 3:19. And listen, parents.
My name is Nathan, and as Nathan grew, the Lord was with him and didn't let any of his words fall to the ground. My name is Nathan, and my verse is, as Nathan grew, the Lord was with him and didn't let any of his words fall to the ground.
Who wants to go next? You want to go next?
My name is Christiana, and 1 Samuel 3:19 is, Christiana grew, and the Lord was with her and did not let none of her words fall to the ground.
My name is Daniel, and the verse I'm saying is 1 Samuel 3:19. As Daniel grew, and the Lord was with him, and did let none of his words fall to the ground.
My name is Nanye, and 1 Samuel 3:19. And Nanye grew, and the Lord was with her, and did let none of her words fall to the ground.
My name is Precious, and 1 Samuel 3:19 says, and Precious was with her. Wait. As Precious grew, and the Lord was with her, and did not let none of her words fall to the ground.
My name is Royal, and my verse is, as Royal grew, and the Lord was with him, and did not let none of his words fall to the ground.
My name is Joel, and 1 Samuel chapter 3, verse 19 says, and Joel grew, and the Lord was with her, and did let none of her words fall to the ground.
Amen. Their words will not fall to the ground as they grow. Amen. Do you remember? Go ahead. You want to use this one?
All right. My name is Desire, and I'm going to read 1 Samuel chapter 3, verse 19. And Desire grew, and the Lord was with her, and let none of her words fall to the ground.
Yes! You guys go for it?
My name is Ronald. The verse I'm going to say is 1 Samuel 3:19. And Ronald grew, the Lord was with him and did not let any of his words fall to the ground.
My name is Nathaniel. And Nathaniel grew, and the Lord was with him, and he did not let any of his words fall to the ground.
My name is Ruth, and 1 Samuel 3:19 is, and Ruth grew, and the Lord was with her, and did let none of her words fall to the ground.
My name is Ruby, and 1 Samuel 3:19 is, as Ruby grew, the Lord was with her and did let none of her words fall to the ground.
My name is Joseph, and the memory verse is, and Joseph grew and did let none of his words fall to the ground.
All right. We're making these children personalize the word in their lives so that as they grow, they get established and the devil will not take it out of them. Somebody say amen. And their words will not fall to the ground in the name of Jesus. All right. The next session here, we're going to ask Joseph Akemi to lead us in this beautiful song that takes us into His presence. You ready? All right.
Joseph. Yes, from the rising of the sun to the time it goes down, the Lord wants us to praise him as we enter into his courts. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Now, what we are, let me introduce, they just gave me the mic to help facilitate this. The members of the team that make this happen, Sister Lorraine back there, Sister Tina back there, and of course, my dear daughter, Auntie Grace Olakono. Praise ye the Lord. Without them, I couldn't handle all these kids. Seriously. So thank you, Auntie Grace. Thank you, Sister Lorraine. Thank you, Auntie Tina. We appreciate you. It's a team effort. They just gave me the mic. Seriously. Hallelujah. Now, we have been learning a few things. This will be the final chapter of what, at this level, knowing God's will. How many of us know it's important in this life for us to know what God has written about us? What he wants us to do. Amen? Any of the parents agree with me? So if we start at an early age, these kids begin to hone in their lives to get to the center of God's will for their life. This is impromptu, but I feel we should sing that song, Hebrews 10:7. Do you remember it all? Do you remember it all? This is in the program, but I feel prompted. Do you remember that song? Hebrews 10:7. I am come in the volume. There's something written about us that we have to fulfill. It's something about us, we have to fulfill it. If we don't fulfill what God wrote about you,
This is a promise. At an early age, they're promising they're going to go do God's will by his grace. Amen? You know, when I was a kid, some of the things, as well as you get older, I remember, oh yeah, I remember this song I sang when we were in primary six. And then it comes to you, and when it's time for you to use it, you say, yes, I got to do this right. Amen? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Right. I'm going to ask them some questions. We started this as a general topic, knowing God's will, doing God's will. We did a part one, part two, and part three. This summarizes everything by God's grace. And then we now get into a personal level. Praise you, the Lord. Now, this question goes to Ryle. Do you do God? Does God have a will for you?
Yes. Yes.
All right. Is it important you do God's will?
Yes.
All right. Thank you. Thank you. Now, Daniel, we listed, there are so many, but at your level, we listed eight ways for you to know you are doing God's will. Do you remember any of them? You do? Tell us.
First, we have establishing God's kingdom, living a life of holiness. Establishing God's kingdom, living a life of holiness, being a blessing to God, kingdom service, having faith in God, thanksgiving, witnessing, and soul winning.
Awesome. Awesome. Can I ask one of you on this side? Can you list some of those ways? You may list three or four. That's fine. You want to try? Who wants to give it a shot?
Thanksgiving, witnessing, and soul winning, establishing God's kingdom, kingdom service, faith.
Establishing God's kingdom in your space. We're living a life of soul, living a life of holiness. Witnessing and soul winning. Faith, thanksgiving, kingdom service, intimacy with God.
This is what all of us, if we're doing, you're saying to us this, if we're doing any of these things, we are in God's will. Amen? If we're doing any of them, and all of us, not just the kids got to do this. Somebody's got to know who you are. We don't want to be under the radar Christians. Let people know you who you are. If it quacks like a duck, walks like a duck, it's a duck. All right? We don't want to create a situation where at night it's something else from what it is in the day. Praise the Lord. So that's what we started off as. Which leads us to our next hymn we want to sing. Sister Precious, you're going to lead us with that song in that hymn? We're teaching, you know something about hymns, folks? Some of this music we have now, sometimes they're hot for about a year. After that, it goes down. But these hymns, they last through eternity. It's like they were cooked, baked in the ovens of heaven. So it's always fresh. So I love those hymns. She's going to help us with this hymn. You know the title of the hymn we're going to sing? You remember?
You don't have to memorize. Now, hymns are not as such that there are so many of them, we don't have to memorize them. Thank you, parents, for bringing the kids. And I truly mean that.
So glad that our Father in heaven tells all his love in the book he has given. Wonderful things in the Bible I see. This is the dearest that Jesus loves me. I am so glad that Jesus loves me. Jesus loves me, Jesus loves me. I am so glad that Jesus loves me. Jesus loves even me. Though I forget him and wander away, still he does love me wherever I stay. I would flee when I remember that Jesus loves me. I am so glad that Jesus loves me. Jesus loves me. Jesus loves me. I am so glad that Jesus loves me. Jesus loves even me. Oh, if there's only one song I can sing, when in his beauty I see the great King, this shall my song in eternity be. Oh, what a wonder that Jesus loves me. I am so glad that Jesus loves me. Jesus loves me. Jesus loves me. I am so glad that Jesus loves me. Jesus loves even me. So glad that Jesus loves me. Jesus loves me. Jesus loves me. I am so glad that Jesus loves me. Jesus loves even me. I am so glad that Jesus loves me. Jesus loves me. Jesus loves me. I am so glad that Jesus loves me. Jesus loves even me. I am so glad that Jesus loves me. Jesus loves me. Jesus loves me. I am so glad that Jesus loves me. Jesus loves me.
Oh, man. I tell you what, guys, that makes me feel like crying. That he loves me just like I am. I didn't have to be perfect. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, man. You know, If men were God, some of us would make heaven. If men were God, if he took money, if he took excellency, if he took being right and right and right, some of us will make heaven. I'd be one of them. But I thank God that while I was yet in sins, hallelujah, while I was yet in rags, he came for me. Hallelujah. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. I'm not the one preaching, so I'll let the kids preach. Ronel, what scripture tells you that God has a plan for you? What scripture? Do you remember? Do you remember? You don't remember? Do you remember? Give it a shot.
1:5.
You remember? See? What do you remember what it says? Tell me.
Before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee. And I will sanctify thee to be a prophet unto the nations.
So before we all came in our mother's belly, the Lord knew us. And he had a calling for each and every one of us. May you fulfill your destiny in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Now, we gave some examples of how God called certain people in the Bible, just as examples, so that in case God begins to reach out to any of you, any of the kids, you can say, oh yeah, I remembered how God called this person. Would any of you remember any of those people we looked at in the scriptures? Do any of you remember? You remember somebody? Who do you remember?
Gideon,
awesome. Do you remember anything? Anybody remember anything about Gideon? How God called Gideon? Who raised his hands here? Was it that Brian?
So Gideon was nervous about how Jesus called him to fight against the Midianites. So he asked God to do a miracle, to place a fleece on the floor, let it rain all over, but not on the fleece. It rained everywhere, but not on the fleece. So then he did it again, but in a different way around. He said, let the fleece be wet, but let everywhere be dry. So the fleece was wet and everywhere was dry.
So sometimes that gives you permission. So, hey, Lord, I don't know if I'm able to do this. I'm a very, very, very little guy. Was there anybody else we looked at in the Bible and how God called him? Anybody else? Anybody else remember? We looked at about 6 or 7 people. Anybody else remember? I'm going to call you. You know, remember somebody?
Moses. With the burning bush. No.
Moses. Anybody else remember one? Okay, I see Brian. Tell us.
Samuel.
in his dreams, when he was dreaming, God called him, and he thought it was his master. So he went to go answer to his master, and then his master said, "It wasn't me, and if he calls you again, answer."
When he called him, what did he respond? How did he say? If you say what? Okay.
He said that
Eli said to if he called again to say, "Here I am, Lord, your servant is listening."
Oh. Samuel was a very, very young man, young kid when he got that. Who else remember who we spoke about again? Anybody remember somebody else?
Saul, who? Saul, who God changed his name to Paul. He was a persecutor of Christians because he believed that they didn't worship the same God that he did. One day, he was on his way to Damascus when a very bright light shined down from heaven, which instantly blinded him. And a voice came from the light from heaven and said, "Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me?" And Saul said, "Who art thou, Lord?" And the voice had said, "I am Jesus who thou persecutest." And God told Saul to go, arise and go to Damascus, and that he will find that someone will tell him what to do when he gets there.
Any of you remember anybody else? Just by name. Anybody else remember any other person we looked at? Just send me the name, yes? Anybody remember any other person? Any other person remembered? Do you remember any other person? What's the name?
Jesus. An angel appeared to his mom and told him that Jesus would save the people of their sin.
Sometimes you are telling me that sometimes God may tell mommy what she do, right? But then you're going to go check up with God yourself, right? Say, "Hey, God, did you tell mom that I should do this or do that?" Okay? So angel could appear to you. So any of your angels could appear to you and give you an assignment. Okay? And he always confirms it. Praise the Lord. Any other person? Any other person we looked at? Come on. Come on, guys. Any other person? Do you remember somebody else? Who?
Samson.
Samson. Do you remember at all?
I remember that he was told not to drink wine, not to cut his hair, and not to eat unclean animals.
Instructions to his parents. Awesome. Anybody else? Anybody else? You remember any other person we looked at? They would just use this as an example for the kids so as they grow. In case they hear that voice, mommy said this or daddy said that, they know, God is calling me to do this. X, Y, and Z. Praise the Lord. Now, this question I'm going to ask goes to desire. What desire? What among all these ways to know that God is calling people in different ways. What is the common thread that you have to exhibit in performing your function? What's the common thread among them? Let me ask, you remember now. Let me ask, how about Royal? Do you remember the common thread that ties all of them together? How to exhibit all this calling? Do you remember? It's been a while, I know. Do you remember? All right?
To do everything in love.
Love. Do you remember now? Do everything in love. L-O-V-E. Praise the Lord. Do you think we should do everything in love? Can I just come to you and take your book? Royal is my book. I'm taking it away. Would that be nice?
No.
No, I should do it in love. I'll have to ask you nicely. Oh, he held his Bible. So you ain't taking my Bible. Praise the Lord. Right? We have to do everything in love. So if mom tells you, desire, you have to go lay your bed. Would you say, mom, no, no, I don't lay my bed. Not today. Would you do that?
No. No.
So you have to obey mom, right? Praise God. Hallelujah. Now, what scripture emphasizes this? What scripture emphasizes this? This question, I think I'm going to ask Sister Keoma. Sister Keoma, we missed you yesterday so much. You go to play basketball yesterday or soccer.
What scripture? 1 Corinthians 13.
Everything, let's do it in love. Praise. So if I do everything I'm doing, I'm just nasty about it, or think about me, myself, and I, is that love? Is that love? Kelma? No. Praise the Lord. Now, the next hymn we're going to do is a question. And the question goes to each and every one of us. Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you washed? Do you know that you know that you know that you're washed in the blood of the Lamb? Sister Ruby, you are slated to lead us in that song, that hymn. If you know the hymn, you could join us, please.
Into
white as snow. Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you washed in the blood, in the soul cleansing blood of the Lamb? Are your garments spotless? Are they white as snow? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb?
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. These hymns, I know another brother who loves this hymn like I do. Doctor. Praise God. Hallelujah. These things, this hymn. Mm. There's a question we wanted to ask a young man here. Daniel, why is it important, Daniel here? Why is it important that we do everything in love? Why? Why can you just do anything we want? Why?
We should do everything in love because if we don't do everything in love, God sees it as nothing or just a waste of time. No.
$1,000. And I won't get a reward for it?
No.
Love you, buddy. You know, the song, they say, though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, and I have no love, I'm nothing. If whatever I'm doing is just to be seen of men, I lost it. I lost it. There's no reward. May God have mercy on us. You know, there's some people, some of us who we just want to be seen, that we are. It. The world keeps turning with or without me. Without you, it keeps turning. Praise the Lord. Now, we have looked at a generality, knowing God's will. We've seen examples. We learned about 6-7 people that we spoke about. Now, I want to draw it home. Individuals, how do we know God personally? Personally, how do we know God's will? I've not given the mic to you. Have I given the mic to you today? How do we know God's will personally in our life?
By asking Him. By asking.
So I don't have to do cartwheels.
No, you just have to.
Have to ask, is there any scripture at all that encourages me to ask?
Matthew chapter 7, verse 7. Ask and you shall receive, seek and you find, knock and the door will be opened unto you.
Matthew 7, 7. You know, sometimes we complicate this issue about knowing God's will. The thing that sometimes happens to us is that we forget that God is a monarch. He's a king. A lot of times we turn him into our errand boy. We come, hey, Jesus, blah, 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 blah. I will go with 5 minutes, we are gone away. Who goes to see a physical monarch on earth? They say, there's a protocol. Amen? You don't go see President Trump, although I don't know if you want to see him at this time. Or you don't go see any president, for that matter. There's a protocol involved with it. Sometimes they set you in the lobby. Wait. He's busy right now. When he gets done, he'll see you. I know we had an appointment, but he'll see you. A lot of the time, we take 5 minutes, Lord, blah, 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 blah. And hear nothing. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. We have to wait. Is that waiting that's our problem? Am I right, man of God? Is that waiting? There's so much stuff that's distracting to us that we need to do. I got to do this. I got to do that. I got to do that. And we don't wait upon the Lord. Is there any other scripture that we looked at? Any other scripture that we looked at to tell us we can ask? You remember one? You do? Okay. Can you tell me?
Jeremiah 33 verse 3.
It said Jeremiah 33 verse 3. Do you memorize? Did anybody memorize that? You memorized it? Yeah.
Call unto me and I'll answer thee and to thee great and mighty things which those knows not.
Amen. That's a hard memorization. That's beautiful. No, it's beautiful. Huh? Anybody else memorized it? It was one of our memory verses. Huh? Ruth, you remember it? Thank you, Mama. Yeah, give me a hand clap. Awesome.
Call unto me and I'll answer thee and shew thee great and almighty things which thou knowest not.
Did you remember it too? You don't remember it? You remember it too? You do?
Call unto me, and I will answer thee, and show you what thou knowest not.
So asking and knowing God's will is a question of asking. He said he will show us great and mighty things that we do not know. But if we do not ask, he will not answer. Jeremiah 33, verse 3. So this is what we're teaching these kids as a man. As they navigate life early enough so that they begin to work in God's will. If they want to go to college and have several choices, they can say, Lord, now I got a scholarship to Duke, to UCLA, I got a scholarship to ASU, which one should I go? No, those are choices. Amen? Those are decisions that have to be made. And you better go there knowing which one God wants you to go to. There's a guy I know who went to, did all this reading and what have you, doctor, blah, 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 blah. Somebody filed some ridiculous lawsuit on him. I'm not saying that's, you know, what he did and didn't do. He had to defend me. God, not that happened to any of us in our careers. Can somebody say amen? Can somebody say amen? Because some of these lawsuits, they could finish somebody. Everything they have ever worked for their lives, especially when they are lies. And we live in a society today that there's so much lies. Lies have become truth. And the truth have become lies. They call good news, they call it fake news. Isn't it a shame? So we have to raise these kids to be able to decipher right from wrong, fake gold from real gold. Have you ever seen fake gold? It shines. They call it, what they call it, pyrite? You chemistry major, pharmacist? What they call fake gold? I'm looking at doctor's face. Pray you understand where I'm talking, coming from. You know, that God will give us discernment to see what is couched in darkness. Because not everything that looks good, it's good. In the garden, there was a tree of good, knowledge of good and evil. If you partook, because Eve partook of that, we are where we are today. Adam and Eve were fallen, a fallen generation. Had they partaken of the fruit of life, my goodness, we'd be in paradise. Praise the Lord. Thank God for Jesus. Now, thank you, those of you who answered that question. Sometimes, even as seniors, citizens, people who have been in the faith for a while, sometimes we get uncertain as to what God just wants us to do in certain aspects of life. How many have been there? You are not too sure whether you should go left or go right, whether you should do this or do that. Anybody been there? All. See? I got perfect folks here, man. Sometimes I have to, it's a choice. Sometimes I have to decide. There were two people we looked at, which we mentioned one. In the scriptures, there's a guy do you remember any one of them? Any of you remember? Any one of the guys we looked at who wasn't too sure whether what God told him was God's will or it was God that spoke to him? Any of you remember? You remember, Precious? Okay. You want to tell us who that probably was?
Jeremiah.
Jeremiah chapter 32. This man was a prophet. Not just a prophet, he was a major prophet. When you read the whole story which we've narrated to them, sometimes as seniors we are trying to make a decision on what to do about what, X and Y. Even major prophets run into that challenge. Did you want to summarize it for us? You want to summarize it, the story? About the story about Jeremiah, to the best of your knowledge, okay? It's in the story she's summarizing. If we get home, we could look at it. Jeremiah chapter 32.
God gave Jeremiah the assignment to go tell the king something, and he didn't really believe that it was God telling him to go do the thing that he was supposed to do. And then he asked God, give me a sign if it's really you who's telling me to go tell the king this before I get in trouble. And then God told him that his uncle would come up to him and tell him that there's a piece of land that he needs to sign and take. And then a few days later, his uncle came up to him and told him the same thing.
That was a summary of a prophet. He didn't know. He told this king, blah, 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 blah. I said, Lord, am I sure I heard from you? Because this king had put him in the dungeon. I said, don't worry. There's a piece of land that you have a right of purchase. Your uncle would come at Suso's time to give you the right to purchase. When your uncle comes, you find out, I gave you these words to say to the king. And exactly happened. You know, yes, thank you, Jesus. So almost like the story Daniel gave us and the other girl here about Gideon and the Midianites. It's important that we hear from the Master. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Now, one of the ways as individuals in honing into God's will for us is in worshiping Him. Worshiping Him. Let me ask one of my young friends here. Does worship only mean praising God?
No.
What do you think?
It means praising and communicating with Him.
Praising and communicating with Him. How about you, sweetheart?
You have to do everything you have to do.
Worship. Everything we have to do it in worship. Okay. How about you, buddy? Do you have to do everything you have to do in worship? Do you have to worship God? What is worship? Ruth?
Worship is a lifestyle in everything you do.
Say that again.
Worship is a lifestyle in everything you do.
He said, worship is a lifestyle. Everything we do is worship. Do you agree with that?
Yeah.
So, are you saying that if mommy tells you to go do the dishes, and you just walk away, mom, I ain't doing no dishes.
Is that right? No.
When, this is not okay. When those kids, we looked at a scripture, which, when Abraham went to sacrifice, or went to attempt to sacrifice his only son, what did he tell the servants he was going to do? What did he tell the servants he was going to do? Anybody here? Anybody here? Do you remember? Okay, let's hear you, Brian.
Worship.
He told them he was going to go worship.
Yes.
Do you remember where that scripture is found? Do you remember where that scripture is? Is that true?
Yes.
Where that scripture found? Anybody remember? Come on, kids. You're Bible students. Do you remember? Did you mark your Bible? Do you remember? Awesome.
Genesis chapter 22, verse 5. And Abraham said unto his young men, abide ye here with the ass, and I and the lad will go yonder and worship and come again to you.
He said, I and the lad, we go up and worship. Yeah, please give a hand clap. So you are saying to us, our giving, sometimes sacrificially, is worship. Is that true? Huh? Yes? Amen. So everything that we do, so I can't just do anything and then come to this stage after using every bad word in the book and come to this stage because I have a melodious voice, I begin to sing all over town. So I'm no longer worshiping. It's just, I need to go repent first before I come here and sing. Amen? Amen? That's the truth. Praise ye the Lord. And cease. Thank you, Sister Noye. Now, you're going to lead us in next hymn, next song. You ready? Yeah? Because our lives have to reflect heaven, we enter into the Holy of Holies. We enter by the blood of the Lamb. Amen? The Lord. Where is desire? Where is desire? Okay. This song they're gonna sing is a prayer. You okay, Mama? You gonna lead us in the song? Are you sure? She's got the smile back. Hallelujah. You know the song you're going to lead us in? Who's going to join you in that song? Huh? Who? Nathaniel? Okay, let's go. Let's go, Nathaniel. She said, three of us have to sing it together. Is that what you said?
She said.
I said, both of them said no. Praise the Lord. So the title of the song, could you pull it up? It's a prayer that God will ignite his work in these young lives. Okay? He will ignite those of us that are older, that we have seen the former rain. We may say, Lord, revive your work in me. But these kids are starting. They say, Lord, ignite your work in me. Praise the Lord. If you're older, you've seen the former rain. And God promised us a rain. The former and the latter rain in the first month. Some of us here have seen miracles. And looks like there's a dying down. Say, Lord, revive your work again in the midst of the years made known. Praise the Lord.
you.
Jesus. As we try to round up, there's one more memory verse that these kids had learned as they navigate life at school. In the park, to keep them straight along the narrow path. Romans chapter 6, verse 16. Don't pull it up. Not all of them, just the senior ones we give this. And some of the junior ones even learned it too. Okay? Romans chapter 6, verse 16. How many of you remember? Let me see your hands up. Everybody, you remember? Good desire. Okay. You're going to go first? Okay. This is how she memorized.
Not only yet and the worm he yields for self of to obey, and he serves the earth to worm obey, where are into death or abyss to Rylas.
Thank you, sweetheart. Ronell, did you want to give it a shot? Okay, let's hear you.
No, you're not unto whom you yourself to servant to obey, servant ye are to whom you obey, whether of death, sin unto death, or of obedience unto righteousness.
Who else wants to give it a shot on this line? Romans chapter 6, verse 16. Anybody? Romans chapter 6. Anybody? You want to give it a shot? Joseph? You want to give it a shot? Okay.
Know ye not to whom ye yield yourselves servants to obey, his servants are to whom ye yield yourselves to obey, whether sin unto death or obedience unto righteousness.
Every moment of the day, we all make decisions. Every moment of the day, we all make choices as to whom we obey. If somebody does something bad to me, I have the choice to flip the handle. If I flip the handle, or say, I'm sorry, I'm either obeying my master Jesus or I'm obeying the devil. Amen? How many of you have made mistakes? I'm the only one. Nobody else. Okay? So I could fly off the handle. If I fly off the handle, I'm obeying the master. And that master, at that point in time, I'm a servant to that master. That's what these kids are telling us. So as they navigate life at school, they could run into kids who say, hey, let's go into the field, behind the yard, behind the playground. I brought some candy. It tastes good. You remember, Mom told me, don't eat nothing from nobody. Amen? Because sometimes, quite a number of times, you have all kind of candies now. How many of parents know that? I'm serious. They have marijuana as candy. And it tastes good. I've never tasted it, but I've seen them. Okay? They have it as ice cream. And God forbid. But when they remember the word of God that have been instilled in them, they will remember that whoever you yield yourself to be his servant, you are to whom you be. So who was going to try? You remember it? You remember, Christina? Good job.
Know ye not that to whom ye yield yourselves servants to obey, his servants ye are too, whether unto sin, death, obedience, or unto righteousness.
Know ye not that to whom ye yield yourselves servants to obey, his servants ye are to whom ye obey, whether of sin unto death, or obedience unto righteousness.
Anybody else?
Know ye not that to whom ye yield yourselves servants ye obey, his servants are to whom ye obey, whether sin unto death or obedience unto righteousness.
Know ye not that to whom ye yield yourselves servants to obey, his servants ye are to whom ye obey, whether of sin unto death or of obedience unto righteousness. Romans 6:16.
Auntie Joel, you want to give it a shot? Huh?
Romans 6:16. Know ye not that to whom ye yield yourselves servants to obey, the servants ye are to whom ye obey, whether of sin unto death or of obedience unto righteousness.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Hallelujah. As we close, there's a hymn that we'd like to sing, all of us, ancient words. Those of us who are senior citizens, some of us know that hymn. You want to join us? Hallelujah. All the kids, would you stand up? Holy words, long preserved for our walk in this world, they reside with God's own heart. Oh, let the ancient word impart. Oh, yours of life, words of hope,
give us strength and help us cope in this world where true, changing me.
Praise the Lord. As this last hymn we're going to sing, if you do have an offering to bless the work of the Lord, as the kids sing this last hymn, I'd like you to prepare your offerings. And we thank those of you online who give to continue this work. Would ushers please have me pass the envelopes? Do we have the other offering basket or just one? So the offering baskets are up. Yeah, I'll just put them. I'll put it in the center. Here, if you have an offering as we do this last hymn, you could put your offering in there. When we commit our ways into God's hand, He's able to keep that which we have committed into His hand. Maybe you are given an offering and your desires say, Lord, I don't have too much, but this I give you. Please let it speak for me. I need help with my job. I need help with my son. I need help with my daughter. I need help with my health. May God remember you in your hour of need. May your giving speak for you in the courts of heaven in the name of Jesus. It doesn't matter what we give. It doesn't matter.
He is able to keep. which I've committed unto him I gaze that day. No, not why God wondrous work to me he had made known, nor why unworthy Christ in love redeemed me for his own. As I know whom, come on, I have believed, oh, I'm now persuaded, yes, that he is able to keep that which I've committed unto him against that day. I know not how he is saving faith to me.
Us, please.
No, believing in his word wrought peace within my heart.
Yeah,
all I know, I have believed and now persuaded that he is to him against that day. I know not how the Spirit moves, convincing men of sin, revealing Jesus through the word.
Let's sing the chorus one more time.
I know.
Join us, please.
I have believed.
Please join us if you could stand up.
Are
you persuaded that he's able to keep?
He is able.
Yes.
To keep that which I committed unto him against that. I know I have believed and I'm persuaded that he is able to keep that which I've committed unto him against that day.
Believe it, say amen. I say, if you believe it, say amen. That what you commit to his excellency is more than able to keep unto the uttermost that which you commit into his hands. I don't know where you are at. I don't know what situation confronts you. But he knows. Now you can commit it to him. And he's more than able. And he's more than able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above what we can think or imagine. Praise ye the Lord. I'm going to ask if the kids would just come up here. We're going to commit these kids into his majesty's care. I'm going to ask if is Mama Bariku here? Mama Ikenai, are you here? Please, I want to come and pray for these our kids and grandkids. We are committing them into God's care that He is able. Can somebody say amen? They will not fall by the wayside. The waster will not waste them. The devourer will not devour them. Their destinies will not be short-circuited. In the name of Jesus. I don't know some of my other kids over there. Please come join us. I see my dear beautiful girl there. Come join us, Mama. Come join us. Because we're going to come meet you. Into God's. Yeah, all the kids could come here. Hallelujah. I'm going to ask Mama to please bless these children. Come kneel down here.
Yes, Father, we, your church, we have come this day again to present these young ones before you. Father, we remember the promises you gave us for our children, that you will be with them, you will protect them, they will never be the tail, they will always be the head. Father, you adjourned us to teach them, and that's what we have been doing. And so, Father, we ask by the power of your Holy Spirit that all the things that we have taught them, that they will never forget. That as they grow up, it will always be with them. And they will walk in your way. They will walk in your word. They will always remember what you have told them. Father, we as they go into the world, Father, you know we wouldn't be there, but you are the one to be there. And so, Father, we pray that you protect them, even as they grow up, even as they go on to mature, that the eyes of the world system will be blind towards them, that it will never reach them, that the word of God will be their light, will be their guide. Father, you know we are powerless as parents or as elders or whatever, but we totally depend on you. Father, we put them in your hand. We have never taken the battle of your hand. Father, we pray that you lead them and you be with them. Lord, that as they grow, their life will bring you glory, and their life will bring us parents and family peace and joy. And Father, their life will be a content. They will be so happy with their life that they have pleased you. They have learned a lot, Lord. And the lot they have learned and more will remain with them. Father, we thank you for our beloved brother, Pastor Peter, and those who are working with him. Father, thank you for being with them. We thank you for this church. Father, we thank you for all children all over the world. Our happiness and our joy is that we have a father like you, and that we have you who always listens to our prayers. And so, Father, as you be with these children, you also be with us. May your name be forever glorified, and may your name be forever adored, and may our lives in all its entirety bring you glory, bring you honor, and bring you worship. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. And so it is established in heaven. You say if any two of you are more than two here, everything we say here is established in heaven and upon the kids in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you so much, parents. Thank you so much. Let us just pray over the offering. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for those who are here, those who are online, those who have given to the work that we are doing here. We thank you because you will open the windows of heaven to meet every need in the name of Jesus, to wipe away every tear in the name of Jesus. Father, we have no one else to turn to. Our forefathers worship gods that are no gods, just imagination of men's hearts. Father, we thank you, Lord, because you encompass everything. Everything on earth, in heaven, is right in your stomach. So we commit ourselves unto you this day, this week, that let our giving speak for us in the courts of heaven, in the name of Jesus. Father, there are folks here who are reaching out to you for one thing or the other. Who, while they sleep, tears upon their pillows. Lord, how about me? Have you forgotten me? Father, make a way. Make a way for the ransom redeemed of the Lord to mount up to Zion with joy and gladness upon their faces. In the name of Jesus, wipe away our tears. Give us beautiful ashes, oil of gladness, when every heaviness, in the name of Jesus, we give you glory, honor, dominion, power, majesty. To you that reigns and lives forever and ever and ever. And everybody said, please, as you go, this week the Lord go with you. May he cause his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you and unto me too. May he cause his countenance to go before us, around us, within us, around us, on the left and on the right. In the name of Jesus. As we go, let's sing this song together. Glory. Honor, power, majesty, be unto Christ. Amen. Let's share the grace before we sing song. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Amen. Surely, God's goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in God's presence forever and ever. Amen and amen. So let's sing us. Say hello to somebody. Give him a high five, a hug. Say, Jesus loves you. Please, is anybody worshiping with us for the first time? Anybody? As we sing that song, glory. Honor, power, majesty, be unto Christ. Oh, there's pizza for the kids, please. Hallelujah, glory, honor, power, majesty. To Christ. Amen. Alleluia. Glory. Honor. Power. Majesty. Be unto Christ.